A mass hunger strike in Saudi jails. Dozens of political prisoners in Saudi Arabia are abstaining from food in protest at their detentions without charge. Activists say more than 70 inmates have joined the protest action to also raise the alarm on inhumane prison conditions. They're hoping to capture international attention to what they call the gross violation of human rights in Saudi prisons. According to rights groups, some 30,000 people are being held in the Arab Kingdom's overcrowded prisons for political reasons. Many of them are being held without trial. Their families have held several public gatherings in major cities, including Riyadh, Mecca, Medina, and Buraydah. But so far, the protests have failed to bear any fruit. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Mr. Intifad Qanbar, who is a Middle East expert, who's joining us live now from Beirut. Mr. Qanbar, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, what is your opinion on the situation in Saudi Arabia as far as political repression goes, especially in the context of the fact that Saudi Arabia now seems to want to tell other countries what they should be doing?
I just read the report issued by the Carnegie Foundation in Washington, D.C., in which it's pages and the name of the title of the report, sorry, it's for the Saudi forgotten uprising. There is a continuing revolution in Saudi Arabia. This is by the account of one of the most prominent think tanks in Washington, in which it shows accounts of prosecutions prohibiting Shia from practicing their own rites of religion, religious practices and rituals, discrimination on a major scale between Saudi citizens, oppressing and jailing Saudis without trial or without lawyers or with some sort of extrajudicial processes. The situation in Saudi Arabia, I think the name of the title of the report, The Forgotten Uprising, is very appropriate. There's I'd like to correct it and maybe call it The Forgotten Revolution. What's happening in Saudi Arabia is a boiling under the surface of pretendence of a stable regime. I think Saudi Arabia cannot longer continue this way. And even the allies of the United States of Saudi Arabia, such as the United States and the West, are giving advice to the Saudis to reform. But I think it's very clear that the Saudi family and its ailing rulers is very difficult and far from reforming the country at this stage, and maybe the time has passed and it's too late.
Right. So, Mr. Qanbar, if Saudi Arabia does not reform itself at this juncture, what do you foresee happening in the future then?
Well, it's very clear. This is going to people are not going to stop demanding their rights in light of the globalization, in light of neighboring countries such as Iraq and Iran, for example, practicing democracy, and we just witnessed a very successful democratic process in Iran, while women are prohibited even from driving a car in Saudi Arabia. This is a country that is loaded with money and oil. At the same time, they are living in the medieval centuries laws and rules, and this cannot continue. And I think this conflict between the so-called Saudi Arabia that we see on TV and propaganda and the real Saudi Arabia underneath is becoming wider and wider, and the gap between the new generations and the old ailing family is becoming wider. I think this is alerting for a big explosion on a massive popular level in Saudi Arabia.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Intifad Qanbar speaking to us live from Beirut.